see.
By the way, that little tapping on the time on your brow, on your mixer to put a mark in the audio file.
Yeah.
That I found last week when I brought it into audition, there was a mark on that section. Like audition said, oh, there's a marker here.
So, okay.
So it plays well with audition. So,
I mean, I assumed that it would be visible in whatever app you were editing in.
Yeah. So I need to tinkle because I'm old. So I'll be right back.
You do that. I do find I have to get up to pee in the middle of the night more often than I used to. And I'm wondering if that's like an age thing, if you pee more during the middle of the night when you get older. But I don't know. Sometimes I go all night, but I do keep a Diet Mountain Dew next to the bed. Sometimes a Sprite Zero. So, I mean, you know, it's because I like to stay hydrated. They're clear liquids. I think they count. Let me check again. Make sure I ended all of the recordings. I stopped the stream. Oh, nope. I didn't stop all the recordings. I had to stop the streaming on YouTube, the streaming on my streaming button on the ATEM Mini, the record button on the ATEM Mini, the record button on my Rodecaster Pro 2, and I was also recording in OBS Studio on the computer, so I had to stop that. There were 5 different buttons I had to press to end this show. I need to automate that shit. Just hit one button, everything does what it needs to do, because 5 buttons is too many. Yeah, I drink too much. So Tom says, or Terry says, perhaps, but more likely you're drinking too much water or beverage before bed. That's it. I always have a drink with me constantly, like all the time. And when I go to bed, like I said, I keep one next to the bed as well. So I'm drinking all day long. It's not water. Although I do make myself drink a glass of water in the morning, I'm trying to increase that. Eventually, I'm going to add one at lunch and then dinner, because I'm trying to reduce the amount of, you know, fizzy, chemically drinks that I'm drinking. But I'm still on one. That I feel like now is a habit.
What is that?
I lost my, Cyclone says, Adam lost his Bartesian sponsorship because of non-use. I haven't used it in a while.
Guys, look, Adam didn't want to say, but he really needs your support. So you just head to Patreon, to patreon.com/AdamBurns. What do they get at a $3 level, Adam? What do they get?
$3 level, you get to see a live stream of my empty studio.
Oh, that's very popular. That's a very popular video.
I mean, apparently find it more interesting than the actual stream of...
Yeah,
the podcast.
True.
Because it gets more views. It does. So, I mean, you know.
Although, I will say this. I feel like one of ours recently shot up to like 100 views or something.
That's good. Yeah. It has to do with the titling. And yeah.
7 minutes of sharing had 104 views. But so far, our Do You Want to Get Saved with the new Jesus artwork has gotten 20 views, but I just posted it like today.
But can you imagine who might click on that and then they see us, you know, they're like, praise you, Jesus, I see you on YouTube, you know, Jesus.
Right.
And they click on it and it's us.
So the average view duration is 14 minutes and 23 seconds. So they're sticking around for a little bit. You know,
well, they stick around for the chemistry, but when that wears off and there's no content, that's when they drop. They're like, they had such great chemistry, but at 14 minutes, there's just not enough content.
Not enough. Gotta go. So, so I want to do this, you know, making the show gayer. I just feel like I've had a lot of fun reading, you know, a lot of gay news, because that's a news source that I normally don't read. And so, you know, finding it and now reading it every day is fun. And so there's this Pink News is another one of the websites, and they're about to do a you know, an award for the best of the year of all these different categories. And so you can vote. You can vote for your favorites over at Pink News. And I was like, oh, this will be cool. So then I ran into the problem that I'm an old gay.
And, you are.
And a lot of the things that they're categories that they have here, like drag artist of the year and things like, I don't know who any of these fucking people are. So yeah,
no.
I'm just curious, Adam, if you know who any of these people are, have you ever heard of Adam All?
Nope.
Asifa Lahore.
No.
Can you guess what they are just by name? Carrot.
Well, they're drag queens.
So drag artist of the year is the category. Yeah. Yes. These are all drag queens.
Yeah.
Stop me when you've heard of one. Danny Beard. Don One. Juno Birch. Sasha Colby.
Maybe.
That
has
girl.
Sasha, possibly.
You're probably thinking of Sasha Velour.
I don't know.
The bald like, one well, that won.
I... Could be I. Drag Race would be the only yeah. place I would
know. No, yeah, Sasha Colby was the winner of season 15 of Drag Race, so maybe you knew her. Son of a Tutu, Victoria mm-hmm. Scone. Yeah, see, he's like I don't know any of these, so I don't know.
But
Kathy
the
Marshall.
Only, the
apparently
only drag
knows
queen names I would know is ones that have been on Drag Race.
Okay,
I mean,
okay, how about Entertainer of the Year? Tell me any of these people. Do you know any of these people? Do you know Belle Priestley?
No.
Do you know Bella Ramsey?
I know the name. Is that somebody that you and Zach have gone to see? I feel like you've said that name. Well, I've seen the name.
Okay.
It's a singer, I think.
It is not a singer.
I've heard the name. Heard the name.
Mae Martin.
No.
Mawan Rizwan.
No.
I cannot pronounce this guy's name. Nikuti? Nikuti Gatwa?
That's like the question I asked you earlier in the news segment.
Yeah. News. I think it's Nikuti.
No, I have not.
Nikuti Gatwa. He's
Nikuti?
He's from Sex Education and he's going to be the new doctor.
I see.
Rina Sawayama. Sawayama.
No.
Sawayama.
Nope.
Rhea Sawayama. No.
Do you think the more times you say it, like, oh, yeah. Oh, Rhea. Oh, so-a-o-a.
Adam, I'm trying to solemnize it. I'm trying to solemnize. Sam Smith.
Nope.
Oh, I thought you would have heard of him. He's the one, he's like,
Oh, is he the singer?
Mama don't talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know him.
Rosie.
He's the one that sings all the slow songs.
Yeah, Rosie.
Or he used to.
Rosie Jones.
No.
Sophie Duker.
If I lay by your side.
Who's that?
Sam Smith.
Oh. Yasmin Finney or Travis Alabanza.
Nope.
Okay. Those are my choices for entertainment. So I know a couple of them, right? I know Nikuta Gawa.
So you're supposed to be voting.
Yeah.
But you're like, I don't know any of these people.
Right, so I don't. Yeah, so Nikuti
Gawa. You're like,
no,
mine is Auntie Scott.
I know. Groundbreaking broadcast of the year. All right, so I'm figuring, I'm going to, at least this will be something I'll get, right? Tell me how many
It'll
of
be
these,
the Pride 48 live streaming event, Daniel.
Tell I me mean, how many of these that you've seen. These are groundbreaking broadcast of the year. El Dorado, Everything the Nazis Hate.
No. This is like here are all the movies that were at Sundance.
Forced Out.
Nope.
George Michael, Outed.
No.
What the Trans.
Nope.
Who I Am Not.
Uh-uh.
See, I haven't heard of any of these either. And so now I'm just like, oh, well, that's that whole category. And then
you're not gay enough, Daniel.
I know. And inclusive,
you want to make our show gayer.
Inclusive fashion brand of the year. I don't know any of these. The only one I recognized was Uniqlo. And that's only the only thing I know about them is they make puffy jackets and they have a shop at Disney. And then we're getting into some things I have seen, like so the Screen Moment of the Year. So this includes like streaming movies and stuff like that.
We need to figure out what gay old men are yes. into.
Yes.
We need to do a focus group with Gary. Mm-hmm. I don't know who
else. I can tell you most gay old men are into gay young men.
we're not young. Well, I'm middle-aged. Mm-hmm. I guess we're both middle-aged.
Yeah, we are.
In gay years, we're both dead.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me
to be in the same. Yeah. I can't call myself young, but I'm younger than you are.
Yeah. Well, you're always going to be younger than somebody. There's
always that. I'm always going to be younger than you.
Until the day you die, you're always going to be younger than somebody. And you're going to be older than a lot.
But it's becoming more and more that I'm older than. I'm starting to be older than more people than I'm younger than.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You're not going to believe me, but I'll tell you anyway. It gets better at 50.
my mom told me it got better at 40. That was a lie.
Your mom's, well, she's a straight woman too. So,
Adam, you know I don't know how to do math. They don't teach that on the Fox News. No. When I said 40, I was talking about deep state 40, which is actually 50.
See. I'm sure you've heard of these. So this is the only category I feel like I could even vote in. Eurovision, like I've heard of that.
Yes.
Heartstopper season 2, I've heard of that.
Yes.
I've Kissed a Boy.
Maybe. I feel like all gay movies are called I Kissed a Boy.
Well, no, this is a BBC dating show for queer men.
Then I've never heard of that.
Yeah. The Last of Us, that's on HBO. I've heard of that.
I've seen that.
Red, White, and Royal Blue, which I watched. I actually watched that. So that's on Amazon Prime, I think.
I've heard of that, but I don't know what it is.
It's a rom-com with the president's son and the prince of England, and they fall in love, but they have to keep it on the DL. It's Red, White, and Royal Blue, Adam. You should check it out on Amazon Prime. Anyway, but that's the only category I even know any of these things at. Because here's what this next one, the social media moment of the year. Now, you would think this would be right up my alley, right? Because I watch TikTok.
You are with the socials, young right? People.
So social media moment of the year. The number one I absolutely had heard of. I'm curious if you've heard of it. Dylan Mulvaney's 500 Days of Girlhood.
I know the name Dylan Mulvaney. I don't know that I've specifically heard of the
500 days of whatever,
girl. But I've heard that name before.
Yes, Dylan Mulvaney covered her transition to a female on TikTok and in a series that she called 500 Days of Girlhood, which went through her transition. And at the 1 year mark of being a female, Bud Light sent her some cans with her picture on it. Yes, that's Dylan Mulvaney.
Okay.
John Lycett and David Beckham World Cup stunt. I have no idea what the fuck this is. This is a sports ball thing. Don't know what it is.
I know who David Beckham is, but I don't know. Yeah.
Chris Tyson comes out.
He's married to one of the Spice Girls. Posh.
Not Chris Tyson. Chris Tyson. No. Comes out as trans?
David Beckham.
Do you reckon, did you know about Chris Tyson, Mr. Beast?
No.
His friend, Chris, that's been on all his, anyway. Chris Tyson from Mr. Beast comes out as trans. I knew about that. Trixie Mattel. Trixie goes off about the U.S. drag bands. That's a clip on which I've seen on YouTube. So yes, I've seen that. And the Barbie movie is Barbie Mania going wild on social media, like, you know, Barbie. So I'd heard of all those things. So the social media moment of the year, I definitely feel like I could have voted for it. It would be a tie between Chris Tyson and Trixie. Anyway, and then sports personality of the year. I don't know any of these. And that's it. Those are the categories, Adam. Out of all those categories, only two of them.
Are they all lesbians?
Do I even know
sports,
anything?
Are all the sports personalities all female lesbians?
Alex Scott. Alex Scott, Emily Bridges, Jake Daniels, Kelly Holmes, Lawrence Rolls, Megan.
I mean, how do you some names?
Adam, Michael Gunnan. Michael Gunnan.
Michael can be a woman's name.
Michael
Learned or whatever was the mom on Little House on the Prairie or something like that.
They're making this up. We're not making this up.
Michael Lerner. Michael Learned.
Yeah, Michael Learned.
What was her name?
On where? On which show?
I feel like it was Little House on the Prairie.
Michael Learned was on St. Elsewhere. And she was, you know what? You know what, Adam? We can go to the internet and find that out. Waltons, Michael.
The Waltons.
Learn. Yes. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Television and film. She was Olivia Walton on the Waltons.
And she's still alive, it looks like.
She was 84. In Touched by Love.
Where did that name? How did I pull that name out of my head? Isn't it? Do you ever think?
She
it's
was
weird.
On a television show because I remember her.
Waltons.
No. I'm just saying. I remember also that name being talked about a lot. So it had to be something lit. Because when the Waltons was on, I was really young and you weren't born. No,
goodnight,
I guess
John
it, from,
Boy.
No, it ran from goodnight, 70. Mary Ellen. It ran from 72 to 81. So you weren't.
Good night,
born.
Sophia. I was.
You were born in
72? 78.
But you weren't born in 72.
You said to 81, right?
Yeah. All right, so so the first 2 years of your life were the last 2 years of Walt. I'm just saying you don't remember the Waltons.
I mean, they were kind of going, they were kind of coasting at that point.
I remember the Waltons from the syndication.
The kids had grown up, that you know, they all had wives now, and you know,
I remember
it
from syndication, but I don't remember it being on TV.
I just remember when the show would end, they would all turn off their lights in their bedrooms.
Oh, she was in Scrubs.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
She guest starred in Scrubs. I watched Scrubs. That was when I was an adult, so I would have remembered that.
We used to say good night, John Boy, to each other through the walls in my house when we'd go to bed.
I think everybody did that. I think that was like a law. I think that law was passed in the TV. You notice TV always shows up after the show. He's like, he doesn't want to, you know, hold his nose through the show.
We probably start when it's like 3 or 4 in the morning for him. So he probably is just woken up or
woken up.
He just got back from the club.
Too much woke. He's woke.
He's in Germany, right? It's like 8 hours ahead of here, I think.
Sounds right.
So it must be 9 something in the morning, 10.
It's 12:20 here. So.
He said yes. I asked like 5 questions.
Yeah, I know.
6:20
a.m.
It's like, which? So did you just get back from the club, or did you just wake up? I
6:20 a.m.
Yes.
Well, maybe
how does this work?
Maybe both. Maybe he's getting back from the club and he's waking
and
up because
he woke up
because he fell asleep at the club. There's a reason for this.
I just pulled something in my shoulder. I think
was it something necessary?
I literally just moved my arm. I pulled something in my shoulder.
So we have this party tomorrow night.
Is it a party?
Yeah, I mean it's a sex. It's a sex party. It's a sex party.
Party, you know,
and
party.
So that means I have to be like cognizant of what I eat tomorrow. So we have to move our cheat day to Sunday.
Yeah. Now, do you want to have some fiber when you're? I mean. What do you want to eat?
Tomorrow's cheat day, so I don't want to eat a bunch of greasy.
I mean, I would assume you wouldn't want a bunch of pudding.
Right.
Or anything
I don't
like
want
to
eat greasy
that,
food.
Right?
Greasy food.
No.
Whatever like that, you know. So I want to make
sure. No fried
sure that,
chicken.
No fried chicken.
Ranch. No.
No Mexican food. No, you know.
You wouldn't want
good.
The spicy food.
Right.
Because.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that would burn.
Would.
I feel like we had a, what was I going to say about this party? So I'm going to this party tomorrow.
Yes, you said that and you can't cheat because, was that it?
I guess that was it. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I'm hoping that it's warm enough to go in the pool because not. The last time they had a party, it was too chilly to go into the pool.
So do you just all walk around naked at this party?
Yeah, you can. And a lot of people do. Yeah. I mean, it's in their house and it's got a big closed in backyard that's shielded. And then they convert the garage. Their garage is like a separate building from, you know, it's not an attached garage.
Yeah.
And they convert that into a playroom or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, have fun with that. We are going to, I mean, you know, you're going to a sex party. We are going to a tapas restaurant.
Oh, wow. Well,
so, that's a
choice. I mean, I would choose, I wouldn't choose the tapas restaurant.
I mean, yeah, you're going to get some variety of sex partners, but we are going to get to try little small plates,
tiny
as
little
many
plates
as we want
of food.
Tiny little plates that I can stack.
Yeah. Oh, you can stack them. Yeah.
I can stack them if I want.
Piss off though.
It's his second topless. Did
you know
I say
what?
Topless?
No, but you know what? When you say topless bar, a lot of people hear it as topless bar because I remember when we were looking at an apartment in South Carolina, when Robert and I first moved to South Carolina, we were looking for an apartment and this little lady was saying, oh, and there's a topless bar right across the street. And, you know, a bunch of us go over there for, you know, after work and stuff. And I'm like, I heard topless bar. And I'm just like, why is she going to a topless
bar?
Why is she going to a topless bar after work and hanging out with her coworkers? And
women like that, Daniel. They like going to topless bars.
I don't know.
Bars.
So then I'm just like, oh, she said tapas. Oh, well, that makes a lot more sense. So yeah, it was. So yeah, I could understand how Tom heard
different amuse-bouche at those two events.
Yeah, there are very, very. So what are you hoping to get at your tiny plate restaurant?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen the menu. I know that you review the menu of places you go like 3 months before you go there.
I do.
I like to just wing it. I like to show up and then look at the menu after I, you know, because you need, oh, it's that.
What? What is that?
That was for Cyclone's joke.
Oh, it took you that long?
I was trying to find a rim shot on my board.
Here's a rim shot for a joke that was made 2 hours ago.
I couldn't find it. I had to cycle through.
Quite a bit of lag on that rim shot there. Just press that button. This is the insidious part of the mixer dropping out 10 seconds or so out of the audio tracks is I had synced up at the beginning. You know, I had synced us up at the beginning of the session or whatever you want to call it. And then I just spun down to the end and I was like randomly checking and it seemed like it was fine, right? It seemed like we were talking fine or whatever. But then when I started watching the video, I was just like, wait, I'm not saying that at all. It's just like, and it was just the audio had shifted. And so it was like, I was saying the wrong things to your questions and
you were like
vice
one
versa,
of those like one of those ninja movies or back in the day where it would blah, 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 blah.
Oh no what I'm saying is yes, because your audio track wasn't dropping it out, the audio was sliding, so it wasn't just that my lips were not moving with it, you were responding to different things that I was saying. In other words, I was behind or ahead of you, behind you I guess at that point. So it was but it was a pain in the ass. I'm hoping that it didn't do it tonight. Because this is the first time I've recorded since I've rebooted, but this is the first time I've recorded since I edited that.
I find that rebooting usually solves the problems that I've had on the mixer. So,
and I feel like it goes into a lot of problems in and out of transfer mode. Like I feel like transfer mode is the catalyst for a lot of its weird behavior. Because I'll go into, you know, transfer mode. And so I've just, because transfer mode is so slow, which by the way, that's USB-C at USB 1.0 speeds. That's why it's so fucking slow to transfer those files. Because I just pull the SD card because I have a USB 3 hub right here with the card reader on it. So I just pop it in and it's like, I can copy, you know, an entire hour and a half show over in like 30 seconds.
I think it's pretty fast on the, it was slower on the Rodecaster, but I think the two is faster.
No, it's not. That's an illusion.
Is it?
Yeah.
It feels faster to me.
It's not, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not. It's using USB 1.0.
Have you timed them?
Adam, the difference is stark. When I put the SD card in a USB device, in a USB 3.0 device, it goes like, you know, like I can copy an entire show in 30 seconds. Like, all 1.2 gig, you know, there's like what, 6.8 gigs, right? And copy that in 30 seconds. And yet if I transfer it, it's going to take 4 or 5 minutes. So it is noticeably faster. It's not like, oh, it's a little bit faster, or, oh, it's not quite as fast. See, the thing is, I think you transfer your files over and then you start it and just walk away because you don't need to do anything after you've transferred them. And it's like, I need to edit them. So it's like, I'm waiting for it before I can even start editing it. And it's like, in your case, you're just putting it in the drive to send to me.
Oh, I edit my own podcast every day, but.
But that's only a 7-minute podcast.
It's 12. Thank okay. You.
But still, that's considerably less file size than Mix Minus, right? Okay. You're giving up in the Google Drive every week. You're giving me like 2.5 gigs of audio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For that, I drag that in. I drag that directly to, I just open up Drive.
Yeah.
And I drag it directly from the Rodecaster to Drive.
Right. And then you walk away. That's why, yeah, that's why you don't know how long it takes, because you just walk away.
I'm like, that's done. Job done.
Do you follow?
I feel like Michael Learned has been in other things.
So let's go back to this topic here of making our show a little more gay.
Look, if you want to do it, fine. I'm not very gay.
It's fine. All I want to do is just bring in some more gay stories. That's all. Just more,
The gayest thing about me is my boyfriend.
Well, you should read some of the gay blogs and then you'll know the things that are going on. We can all hear about how Rina Sawayama and Empress of team up with Jungkook.
Just make sure that our current audience will also like taking the journey with us, and not we go so far that our current listeners are like, this is not what we originally signed up for.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Because you're trying to get new listeners.
No. We did a story tonight about trans stuff, and that's all I'm talking about. Just more, it doesn't have to be, here's the latest Hoosley What's It on thing.
Next, we're going to be making TikToks.
Well, yeah, we should be doing that.
And
absolutely should be
posting on Insta.
I know you heard, cause someone called in,
Kathy says they signed up for the chemistry.
Someone called in, but, you did hear that Dianne Feinstein died today.
Me to everything y'all are saying now.
Right. What? You do know that Dianne.
I don't get that. Me Feinstein, to everything y'all are saying.
Because he doesn't understand what you're saying. He's like, huh? What? I don't understand what you're talking about. We were talking about mixer stuff. Adam,
there's a lag between here and Germany.
Okay, but did you hear that Dianne Feinstein died? God, I've tried to start this six times.
We had a celebrity death phone segment where the person called in and said...
And you know who Dianne Feinstein is?
I know she's a senator from California.
And so
that is what I know.
You know that the head of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, had something to say today about... her dying. And so I wanted to play this.
He hasn't had a stroke that killed him yet.
I just want to play this. This is what Mitch McConnell had to say today about Dianne Feinstein.
After finishing the NDA this week, it's been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of
No, Daniel, he thought the noise removal was going to get it. See, that he was thinking noise removal. This was today?
He's still there. No, this way, I'm just saying, wouldn't it be funny if he went and went to go make a comment about Dianne Feinstein and then basically like locked up again? And now, he made a speech about her today, and it was very complimentary of her and everything. Of course, none of it fucking means anything, because he was the one that said that they wouldn't allow Democrats to replace her on the one of the committees if she resigned because of her age, if she stepped down. So she was unable to step down because we would have lost a seat on one of the judiciary committees or something. It was totally the Republicans being dicks about it. So she couldn't resign, and she should have, and now she's dead. So, and now Mitch McConnell says nice things about her. It's like, fuck off, Mitch.
He's going to die any day. I mean, he is so old. And like,
how old do you think he is? How old do you think he is?
He's stroking out while he's giving speeches. That's what,
how old do you think Mitch McConnell
is? He's got to be late 80s, early 90s.
All right, let's look. Mitch
he's
got to
be.
Okay,
early 80s. He seems older than that.
That's what I'm saying. The man is only 81 years old. My mom, when she was 81, was like playing tennis every day and like running around, and she looked like a 60-year-old. I mean, she was like, she was crazy. But then, you know, he looks so old for 81.
Yeah, he looks like he has a little bit of that milky eye like my professor had.
Oh, yeah, he's...
His eyes get kind of milky.
He's
looking.
Fallen like 12 times in the last like couple of months. And he's like, he keeps falling. And it's like, that's the number one killer of old people, by the way. It's falling.
I already started in Iceland.
I'm not making that up. That's a true fact, Adam.
I fell 3 times in Iceland.
Do y'all think her death will interfere with her reelection campaign?
She wasn't going to run. She said she was not going to run for re-election. So.
Yes, she just couldn't step down because we would have lost a seat, and because we have an ineffective leader of the Democrats in the Senate in the form of Chuck Schumer. That's what we get. Anyway.
I don't know anything about him, but I always liked Adam Schiff when I would see him on the news or whatever.
You know, somebody else was... like there's some prime minister of some country that's about to be like the first gay, openly gay prime minister or something. Let me find it. You know, I read it on Queerty, Adam.
Oh, I see. Is that your new thing? Are you going to email them and tell them you can help them with their audio?
They have no audio. Do you know Cher? Do you know that Cher is back with her hot 37-year-old boyfriend?
She's back how? Like in they, public?
They broke
or
up.
She's...
Yeah, they broke up and now they're
oh,
back.
Oh, she's back with
yeah, she's
her.
Back okay. with her hot 37-year-old boyfriend.
I thought you were saying she's back.
No.
With her 37-year-old
she never,
boyfriend.
She
that,
never
that's
left.
What I,
yeah, she's...
Okay.
She's...
Well, she retired. She had a retirement
She was at Passion at Passion Ferris Week. She was at Paris Fashion Week and she was making out with a 37-year-old. She's like 109. She's making out with 37-year-old.
Ferris Passion Week?
Yeah, Ferris Passion Week. Do you not know about that?
I don't.
It's for diehard fans of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's called Ferris Passions Week, and they like to watch it. They watch the movie.
He was in the most recent episode of Only Murders in the Building, Ferris
Bueller.
Oh,
TB says Ferris Passion is a great drag name. It's like, I'm Ferris Passion. Yeah. Do I make you weak?
TV said that.
Didn't I say that?
I thought you, maybe you did. That's not what I heard.
What did you hear? Now I want to know what you
it
heard.
It is so funny. You're sitting there in the dark.
Yes.
I mean, it's very dark around you. You have a little bit of light on your face. Uh-huh. And then you vape and this smoke rises around you. Like it.
It's because I'm actually
like,
in hell.
Looks like you're in some Dracula movie or something. I don't know.
Actually in hell. I am physically in hell. That's just the...
Satan, Auntie Scott says.
Santa. Yeah, so I don't have any other thing. What do you have going on? Thank you. I know I already said thank you for the thing. You know what? I was entertaining this thought today.
Yes. What thought?
I was like, what if we did a gaze trip?
What if God was one of us?
Yeah, just a stranger on a bus. What if we did a gaze trip? You know, like...
I don't know what a gaze trip is.
You know,
is.
we all meet up someplace for a couple of days for you know, like a little girls trip, a little gaze trip. Like, so you and Mark and Zach and I, like, go to Vegas and watch, like, Penn and Teller or, you know...
We could do that.
Something cool like that.
When?
I don't know. We were just looking. Penn and Teller are only up. They only have dates posted through December 30th. So I don't know what their next year schedule is even going to look like. So, and there's just
the
not
only thing
time.
Is Mark has his next 3 years of vacations planned.
Yeah, but this would be like a long weekend. This is not even a. This is a, you know,
and one of those involves Christmas in the Philippines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and he has limited PTO. So the next 3 years, mm-hmm. I may have to go on some trips by myself.
Well, you can do it too. You can come. But you can anyway. Come meet us out at Vegas. We can go because yeah, Mittens doesn't want to see Penn and Teller. We could all go to the Star Trek convention.
Oh, he would hate that.
I know. So we'll do that when Mittens is gone. When is he going to the Philippines? Is it the summer?
Next Christmas.
Oh, next Christmas.
Yeah.
Next Christmas, I gave you my heart. There was a Buffalo podcaster that wanted to do a Pride 48. All right. Are we alone? Like chat room, just you, me, just we.
I'm streaming. Do you want me to?
No, it's fine. Can you imagine what a Pride 48 cruise would fucking look like? Like, is that anything anyone would want to get? Just think about it. For a moment.
I think it'd be fun. It would be just like we were on that Holland America cruise and you were like Chrissy, the cruise director, when you got with the gays. Hi, gays. Let me introduce you to so-and-so. Oh, Bob, what are you drinking today? You know, I mean, you were like Mr. Social, whatever. It would be just like that.
But they're podcasters, Adam. It's like they're... I'm not going to do that with a Joey Buhecker or...
Y'all should have seen Daniel at this cruise.
Yeah.
It was like he was a social coordinator.
I can wield some charisma when needed, Adam.
You were asking people if they were going to play some, go to the casino with you.
Yeah.
You were like asking them if they were going to run this marathon thing.
Yep. It was a 5K. Yeah, we did it. We did. We ran the 5K on the ship.
Trying to sit by them in the shows and in the dining hall when you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
do y'all still hang out with
John and Bernie?
Remember their name? Yeah, John and Bernie.
We see them at camp sometimes. I haven't seen them at camp the last couple.
Well, actually, Daniel.
Yes.
I don't know. when we were in the
exactly. No, I haven't seen. We haven't camped in a while because the cats and.
Well, you have.
I've gone once. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, we haven't gone. We didn't go in September at all. I didn't camp in September at all. So I usually try to camp like once a month and, you know, at most like once every other month. And I don't think I'm going to be able to camp in October. So it's not going to be, you know, I don't know when I'm going to get back to camp. And I, you know, trying to take Ian to the vet kind of like now I don't even know how I'm going to get them to go camping. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how do I get these crazy cats in a.
You can buy a tranquilizer gun, and just shoot them, stuff them in there.
Oh, TB is going to his first Oktoberfest today. It's 6:20. It's 6:20 in the morning. TB. Well, actually, it's 6:43 in the morning now. But
6:43 in the morning. Let's go out to the traffic, and we got Adam Burns out in the bird out there.
Oh shoot.
Are you listening to another radio station,
Bob,
out there, Adam?
I'm up in the traffic copter here and seeing a little bit of rain over to the east over there and to the west. Looks like we got some hail, but if you're in the south, baby, sunny skies.
All right. Well, thank you, Sandy P. with the traffic. We'll be back right after the news at the top of the hour.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Oh shit.
I'm still
yeah. So in Oktoberfest. So what happens in Oktoberfest? I know there is oompa music involved and there
it's beer. It's women with braids and overalls.
You know, they have Oktoberfest every day at Epcot. In the
pretzels.
German restaurant. We didn't go to the German restaurant. We could have gone there for Oktoberfest.
Sausages. Trombones.
Good night, Todd. Good night, Todd. Good night, Tom and Terry.
Good night, Todd. Good night, Todd.
I have turned them into two people and they are... Oh, Survivor. We need to talk about Survivor.
Doo-doo. I thought you were going to talk about it on the show.
I mean, the show was pretty full. We could have talked about it.
Well, you when you texted me and said, have
you watched
it? Oh, I
wanted to, yeah. I wanted to, but then at that point in time, I only had two things on the board and you had nothing. So I was just like, oh, well, we can talk about Survivor. But then as it turned out, you had things that you wanted to talk about and I had a couple of things. So yeah, it worked out.
Well, just so you know,
yeah.
The Mix got all of my good stories. And that's now Joe's going to get, Joe is going to get a backwash of what I told here because I'm recording that on Sunday. So
excellent. That's unless something really exciting happens tomorrow at your, he's probably going to get that tapas story. He's going to get that tapas story.
Yeah.
Okay. So Oktoberfest, TB says, I have a video that sums up Oktoberfest.
We're not at work.
Wait, are you saying that Oktoberfest is like a hookup thing?
No. They Oompa Loompa and tuba playing and they drink beer, eat people, they eat weenies. I mean, they eat sausage. So, I mean, that's pretzels, big, huge, puffy pretzels.
Eight things that will happen to you.
Salty, hot pretzels.
Eight things that will happen to you at Oktoberfest. This is from a travel blog. You will enter a state of inebriation. You will spill beer on someone or have beer spilled on you. You will get laid.
Okay.
You will make new friends. You will sing along to songs you don't know. You will eat some tasty chow. You will dress up. You will line up to pee. You will have a blast. So yeah, the whole sex thing, you get laid. Let's see. October can be...
You know how I am. I don't like telling me that I will do something or what I'm going to do. So that now I can't do any of those things if I go to Oktoberfest. Kathy says, what happened with Mark's birthday present?
Oh yeah.
I gave it to him. Yeah, he liked it.
That was it?
Yeah.
That was the reaction? Oh, thank you.
He said, why pink?
Did you tell him the real reason?
I told him he didn't want me to get an Adele.
Because Adele cost too much money and you would have bitched at me about it.
I said, you told me I was not allowed to get Adele tickets because they were too expensive and pink was in Kansas City, which is close. And we like pink, right? That's what I said. We like pink. It's like an old couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like that pink.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that he doesn't.
He does. We went to a pink concert.
Okay.
Like 3 years ago.
Well, you know, he doesn't like to repeat things.
Well, he did say we've seen pink. He did say that.
Like, I feel like in Mark's world, everything just happens once.
I know. It does. It does. He liked it though. He was happy. We're going to a concert, whatever. He just thought it was weird that I chose pink.
Well, it was.
It just seemed random to him.
Well,
but
it was.
I know we like pink.
I like pink.
She was close.
Pink's one of my favorite colors. Is Charo on tour?
I don't know.
Boyfie, we're going to go see Charo. And let me tell you, by the way, that the chat room reacted to Dolly Parton's new singles, they would not be appreciative of Charo. I really like this new Dolly Parton. You know what she's doing? She's
Well, because she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall
of Fame.
Yes,
she's doing a bunch of rock and roll covers.
She said she had never done rock and roll before, so she needed to do it.
Yeah, and it's like, some of them are kind of cringy, but I don't know that We Will Rock You. Works.
Okay,
but I really deeply enjoyed her What's Up, her version of What's Up. I also liked her version of Heart, Mystery Man. Magic Man. Magic.
This is my favorite.
Yeah, that's a Dolly Parton song.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make.
Are we gonna play the whole thing? Or it's like,
well, we it's can. Like,
I mean, when was the last time that you can leave it up a little bit? You can leave it up just a little bit. But when was the last time that you watched 9 to 5? Is
it
that
won't
it?
Let me.
So
it won't
that's
let me.
The,
it.
That's the difference. The difference is either loud
I'm
or nothing.
I'm using the slider on YouTube.
I see.
Because I don't think I have an individual control for the browser.
When was the last time that you saw 9 to 5?
I think I've only seen it once. I just like that song. I mean, I think I liked the movie, but it must have been in the 80s.
There was an article that I read recently about somebody who watched it because they were like, they had never seen it. They liked the music and whatever, and it was an old movie and they wanted to see it. Some journalist, and let me see if I can find it here. 9 to 5. Okay. So this is, so 9 to 5 just became available on streaming. So this article is called, "I just watched 9 to 5 for the first time streaming and holy cow, I had no idea what this movie was about." Okay. So, and then it was, I'm reading through it and I'm like,
wasn't it mistreated women in the workforce and they got back at their boss?
Okay. How did they get back at their boss?
I don't know that. They tied him up or something.
Yeah, they basically kidnapped him and knocked him out with drugs and then, tied him up in his garage with a garage door opener thing that wouldn't let him escape and, just kept him fed. And what? But they were originally plotting to kill him with rat poison. It was just like, this is a very subversive. And at one point, they steal a body from the morgue. Like they think that their boss died in the hospital, so they're stealing this dead body that they take out in their trunk, and then they find out that
it sounds like it sounds hilarious. I just, it sounds so funny.
I don't remember any of this, so now I'm just like maybe I should go watch.
I remember like two scenes.
This is what I fear, Adam. I fear that it's going to be like Buckaroo Banzai: Adventures Across the Eighth Dimension, which. Auntie Scott has already left for this evening, but I wanted to.
Did he say goodbye?
I don't know. I just don't see him over there, so he's gone.
Usually, he doesn't leave without saying goodbye.
The last thing he typed in the chat room was Satan. Anyway, no, I'm just the. But the on that darn Elvis, we did. I convinced Scott to watch Buckaroo Banzai: Adventures Across the Eighth Dimension because it was a movie from my childhood that I remembered fondly.
I have no idea.
And so I rewatched it.
Sure.
I rewatched it. And oh my God, it was shit. Oh my God, it was so shitty. And so I'm scared that if I rewatch 9 to 5, I'm going to find that it's a shitty movie instead of the pleasant movie that I have a memory of. So,
I mean, all I do, this is kind of tangentially related to what you're saying. I'm watching Bones, like I said. And just I can just see the green screen in every scene. Because they're not really in LA. And so it's and that's only what, 10 years ago that they were making that.
And 9 to 5 came out.
Although that's more of a story show. So, I mean, they told good stories back then.
9 to 5 came out somewhere in the 80s. It was an 80s movie. I don't know when it came out in the 80s, though. But, I don't know.
I would have been too young to watch it when I'm in the 80s. Because I was... So I must have seen it in the 90s.
It was a classic movie. I mean, they had it on HBO. And so, you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
It was a staple. 9 to 5. The movie came out in 1980. It is available to stream if you have Max.
I do.
Then it is available for you to stream on Max. It is available for rent on any of your places that you would expect. Apple TV, Amazon, YouTube Video.
I wonder if it's going to be like the weird square.
It was a movie. It wasn't a TV show. It's a movie. Oh, it's going to be.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Which, by the way, go ahead.
You go back and like watch Golden Girls or something like that. And it's like square. And
yeah. Oh, I hate it when they smush it. I hate it when they smush it, though. Here's the thing. Have you noticed that now that everyone has 16:9 televisions, right? We all have what they used to call widescreen, which is now just called a television, right? So we all have 16:9 aspect ratio televisions. now everyone's making them wider. It's just like the number of shows, that black bar at the top and the bottom just keeps getting bigger and bigger because they're like trying to make the picture wider and wider. And I'm just like
panoramic. I hate bars.
And I didn't. And the nice thing about my big monitor, the curved big 49, the Odyssey, the G9. The nice thing about that is when you watch
our monitor.
Yeah. But when you watch on that, when you watch those videos on it and you full screen it, it takes away the black bars because it's wide enough to spread it out. So it's like, so I can watch it up here and get an actual widescreen experience, but on the TV, it pisses me off. And I noticed that Apple TV, when I watch something on Apple TV, the Apple logo and that NC17 or whatever shows up on the far left of my monitor, even when, you know, even though the video is only taking up the middle. Like Apple is aware that it's got a huge screen in front of me. So,
yeah. I think a good use of AI would to be to take all of those square TV shows and convert them and like add extra, you know, to make it, don't squeeze it, but actually add, you know, figure out what it should look like on either side.
Yes, you could. That would be a great use of it. Like I've seen that the latest thing I've seen with the generative AI is someone will take like an album cover and then just start looking, you know, just start making AI fill in like the next panel, what's next to it on this side, and then what's next to it up top, and now what's next to that, and it was like, so then you end up with this big huge picture that at the center of it is the album cover, right? It's like, but it's like everything that was around it, which is kind of cool. Favorite film from childhood: Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. All right. First of all, I will never watch a horror film. I hate horror films. I can't stand jump scares. I don't like horror films.
Always comes to my mind is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because I was at the house of my next door neighbor and they had a satellite dish. I don't know. When you were growing up, was that they have a satellite. You know, they can get satellite.
Well, it was. Yeah. Homeowners associations were like trying to block people from having satellite dishes.
Because you could get the adult channels and all that too, you know, on those satellites. But anyway, so do they even have adult channels anymore?
I don't think so. I think everything's on the internet now.
Because there used to be, you could pay.
Yeah, you could pay for essentially what you, it's the same web model, right? There's a channel that's playing that is showing pornos one right after the other or whatever. And that's the adult channel that you're paying for, right?
Yeah.
Then when technology changed, then they had video on demand. It's like, here's 12 pornos. Pick which one you want to watch, right? So
yeah.
I feel like porn's always like on the cutting edge of.
So anyway, AI for
AI to
stretching out, increasing the resolution,
to upscale it, and to generatively fill in the missing widescreen shots.
This would be good.
Yeah.
If you really like a show and they cancel it.
Yeah.
You could just feed all the episodes into an AI and have it forever spit out new episodes.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's not remotely what it does, but okay. That's
it could make up a story. It could
Have you read stories that are written by AI? They're not very good. The writer's strike is over, but the actor's strike is still going on, right?
I think so. I believe so.
I noticed that all the talk shows are coming back on Monday. So on Monday, we're getting, you know, Seth Meyers and Stephen Colbert, and actually even John Oliver is supposed to have a new show this Sunday night on HBO. So they're all coming back, but how are they doing that if the actors are still on strike? Because the actors can't promote movies, right? Because they're on strike.
Well, if they're new shows, then like John Oliver doesn't have...
Not John Oliver so much as Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
I think they can go on if they're not promoting.
Right, but I'm
just... So they can get people who aren't promoting anything.
It just seems like it's going to be a kind of boring show. I mean, all they're going to do that first week is talk about the strike, so. But oh well, so yeah, they're all coming back on Monday.
So Cyclone says WGA nearly over. The members need to vote to accept. The strike is ended pending the vote.
But those are the writers.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. The I was talking about the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like how far are they?
So wait, is Andy Scott a member of SAG? If he is, striking?
Well, he's semi-retired, so I don't know what he's striking against, but he refuses to stay retired.
When you're an actor, you don't, it's not like there's a, you fill out a form like I'm retired, yeah. You know, is that you just,
you stop doing work.
Doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stop auditioning for roles. And you.
I mean, with the government, I guess you choose when to get your Social Security. So.
Yeah. I went and did my thing so I could find out
you
what.
You did your thing so you could get your thing?
No, I did my thing so I could find out what it was going to, because the thought that it was going through my head was, I wonder what I'm getting for, what, how much is my Social Security going to pay? So there's, you go and you sign up on the Social Security website there and they, you know, you sign in as you authenticate yourself and then they give you like, oh, here's your, if you retire
at
62, then you get this much a month. And if you retire at 65 or 67, you get this much. And if you wait until 70, you get this much. So.
Yeah, I don't remember my username and password though. So
I'm sure they'll send it to you, but
probably.
But yeah, I would imagine that you and I are probably going to get roughly the same because it caps after 100,000. It's like
the Social Security website.
Yeah.
I tried to log in.
Yeah.
And it says this service is not available at this time. Please try again during our regular service hours. Yes. Their website only works during business hours.
It is a government website, Adam.
Is there like a Janus in the like typing in the answers to your question? What? You don't have to turn off the computers at night.
It's like that woman that pretended to be Alexa for her husband because she didn't want to buy one or whatever, and.
Yeah, he
just kept asking for more and more ridiculous things. Yeah, federal websites are circa 1998. Do you remember when Obama took office and the big deal was whether or not he would be allowed to have his BlackBerry because they were insecure? And at that point, they were showing that like the White House is still running like Windows XP because they hadn't approved any of the other updates since then. And
yep.
Encrypted transmission. What was your favorite? What was your favorite childhood movie? Our cyclone is Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. What was your favorite childhood movie? Don't make it the, because that's going to stress you out. What is favorite childhood movie?
I was thinking like 10 movie? Different movies.
Right. What is a favorite childhood movie?
I liked E.T. Okay. I liked the Star Trek movie with the whales.
Okay, so four.
Yeah, those are two that kind of stand out in my head.
I remember as a kid, I loved Bedknobs and Broomsticks. I don't think I've watched it ever again since I was like six or seven. So I couldn't tell
you
what
it was about.
It doesn't
matter, but I saw that one. Not in a movie theater. I saw that.
No, I saw it in a theater. And then, what was the other thing that I was obsessed with as a kid? I know I was obsessed with Star Trek, but there was the TV show.
I feel of like which movies... TNG is the best. Oh, Auntie Scott's not here, so.
Yeah, you and I aren't going to disagree on that. I feel like the original series is vastly overrated. I don't know.
I would almost call it schlocky.
I remember
first season.
I remember Escaped Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
I remember.
Did that have what's her name? The Murder She Wrote woman?
Angela Lansbury?
Yeah, her.
No. That was Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Bedknobs and Broomsticks had Dolly Parton. No, had Angela Lansbury. I'm just being silly. I'm trying to think. I don't think I had a lot of favorite childhood movies. Isn't that sad?
You're supposed to say like Goonies and
No, I don't. I mean, I watched
Stand By Me.
I watched
I liked the Gremlins movies.
I liked the Gremlins.
Gremlins yeah. 1, 2, 3. Karate Kid.
I remember we had to not only rent the movie on VHS, yeah. but I had to rent a VHS player because we didn't have one. So I would have to go down after I'd mowed yards to make money. I'd go down to rent, you know, the VHS player and a couple of movies.
I was going to say, I was just thinking when I was growing up, the thing to do on a Friday night or a Saturday night mm-hmm. is to go to Blockbuster
yeah.
and rent a couple of movies, 2 or 3 movies, and have like a movie night. Mm-hmm. Now you just watch a movie whenever you want.
Yeah.
Just like, but it used to be like a weekend thing. Like it was a special event.
I remember we used to, in order to watch music videos, there was only like 2 ways to do it. Either you had MTV or
yeah.
NBC had a Friday night's video where like for 3 hours in the middle of the night on Friday, they'd play, you know, music videos. So you had to, those were your only 2 choices. So that would be the thing to do on Friday night would be to watch Friday night videos because they had all the latest music videos.
Another thing to do when I was growing up would be to get in your car and drive up and down Main Street.
Yeah. I don't know that we had a Main Street. Also, I was deeply closeted, and so I wouldn't have
gone. They would literally just drive. I never understood it. They would drive up and down, even when I was in high school, up and down, park at the Sonic and get a burger, get a drink, whatever.
Yeah.
Then get back, get on Main Street, just all night. Just.
Oh, I vaguely remember my favorite Martian, Kathy Marshall. I remember that, I think I saw it in syndication, but like one of them, anytime you took his picture, it was like Kermit the Frog. And like the other one, anytime you took his picture, it was something else, some other Muppet. But yes, I remember my favorite Martian. I couldn't tell you much about it other than that the Martian dude had antennas that came out of his head. And I never saw My Mother, the Car. I'm aware of the show, but I've never seen it. I've seen most of the other sitcoms that everyone has seen, you know, the old black and whites, Green Acres and Petticoat Junction. And what were the other ones? F Troop. You had to have known of these, Adam. They were on Nick at Night.
Yeah. F Troop.
I Dream of Jeannie, Bewitched.
Just any of them? The Donna Reed Show.
Yeah. Just those.
My Three Sons.
Yeah. So weird. Yeah. But I never, My Mother, the Car.
The Fred Murray Show? Was that a thing?
Yeah. I think that was a thing.
Duke Show.
Patty Who Lives Most Everywhere. I feel like, was My Three Sons the Fred McMurray Show, or was there a separate Fred McMurray Show?
Hazel. I never saw Hazel. Must have never been on Nick at Night. Because I only saw the stuff that was on Nick at Night. That's it.
I know I've talked about this before, but I remember as a kid loving Space 1999. Space 1999 was the coolest damn sci-fi show ever. And as an adult, when I had moved out and moved to South Florida, I was super excited because I finally lived somewhere where I could get the science fiction channel, because none of the cable systems up here in this part of Florida carried sci-fi. So, and science fiction channel was playing Space 1999. So I wanted to, you know, watch Space 1999. So I moved into this apartment in South Florida and got the cable all hooked up. And Space 1999 marathon was going to be over like Labor Day weekend or whatever. So I stocked
up. This sounds like an episode of a sitcom.
Okay. But I stocked up on food. Yeah. I had no, you know what I'm saying? I made no plans with anybody for that entire weekend. I was going to watch Space 1999, my beloved.
The TV fell out of the window.
No. Everything was A-OK. Technically, everything was ready to go. and the marathon starts like on Friday afternoon, like after work or whatever. And so I come home from work, I get ready to watch the first episode of Space 1999. It was so bad. It sucked so hard.
You had on your Space 1999 t-shirt.
I couldn't watch it anymore. It's just like, that is the stupid. Do you know what the premise of Space 1999 is, Adam?
No, I've never heard of that show, but no.
Premise of Space 1999.
I would assume it has to do with space.
It does, yeah. Is humans have settled
in space.
The moon. So we have Moonbase Alpha.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of scientists up there on Moonbase Alpha that do all kind of experiments and stuff. And somehow, which was never explained, the moon rips away from the Earth's orbit and goes hurtling off into the galaxy.
Okay.
So Space 1999 is about Moonbase Alpha, this moon base on our moon that is hurtling through the galaxy. Like the moon is no longer orbiting Earth. The moon is just going.
Okay.
It's just flying out. And every week they somehow run into new civilizations and new on their way past because it's a very small amount of time.
It's like Star Trek, but they're traveling on a
moon. On a straight line. Yeah, they're traveling on the moon and they can't steer it and they can't. It is the dumbest premise. It is the dumbest show, but it looks so cool. It's like the outfits are awesome. Like the best, outfits that you've ever seen in a.
I would assume it's like Star Trek outfits.
No, kind of. Even cooler. Let me find the on Google Images here. Let's see, Space 1999.
Well, you could just pretend it's a silent movie and turn the sound off and just watch the images if it's so beautiful.
Okay, I'm gonna post this picture in the chat room. This is what their outfit. You know, this is what these were their space outfits, right? And it's like you can see
they're very beige.
No, except for their arms. One arm is the color of the. So, like, that's the captain there. Martin Landau is the captain, and he's blue. And then the security people are red, and the science people are yellow. And so it's like. Because he's really cool. And those little things they had on there were not tricorders, Adam. They were some other gizmo that did everything a tricorder could do. So,
which came first, Star Trek or Space 1999?
Star Trek. Okay. It was, and their spaceships called the Eagles. They were the coolest looking spaceships ever. It's like, have you ever seen an eagle from Space 1999?
No.
Let me copy this image and put it in the chat room.
I've never seen this show.
Okay, here we go. Look, that's how cool their spaceships look. Look at that. Isn't that cool looking?
You know, that also looks kind of like a penis. How come spaceships always look like a penis? Unrelated to this, but I was thinking of space, Star Wars, whatever. They're making a mask movie.
A mask. Movie.
It's a cartoon from the 80s.
Oh, called Mask. Yep. What was it?
It was, I've played this for you before. Hold on. Mask.
So we're not talking about The Mask with Jim Carrey, right?
Nope.
Just called Mask.
It's called Mask. Here we go.
Is it an acronym?
It's an acronym, yes.
Okay. M-A-S-K.
It's this.
Mobile Armored Strike Command. Mass crusaders working overtime.
Woo! Fighting crime. Secret raiders. Fighting crime. Neutralize.
Tracker.
Such an 80s cartoon theme song.
Jesus Christ. Like, it's the their entire origin story is in like a 17 verse song that you listen to every week.
apparently they're making a movie. I loved this cartoon.
Laser eggs? Oh my God.
They had masks. So these team members of the mobile armored strike something, they would go into this room with a big round table. They would sit down in these masks. These big helmets would come down from the ceiling and perch on there. And each one of them had a different mask. And the masks had powers.
Oh.
Like lasers would shoot out or ice like beams.
Spectrum and tracker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And not only that, but they had cars that also had special abilities.
Well, of course. Yeah.
The car could fly, or the car, you know, had... Yeah, it was so cool. You know, they made all these cartoons to sell toys.
Right, exactly.
They're just like, hey, we have a toy we want to sell.
Yeah.
Can you make
that's why those G.I. Joe cartoons, like they like slept in their outfits, right? Because they couldn't ever have them not look like the toy. So it's like they sleep with their backpack on, and it's like they're, you know, at dinner at a restaurant with wearing backpacks. Logan's Run. I vaguely remember Logan's Run. I don't think I could tell. On your 30th birthday, the little gem in your palm starts flashing and you basically kill yourself.
Here's one. Let's see if you...
Yeah, well, duh. Human.
Well, I didn't remember they said his name.
Here's the thing. I should have said it way earlier, because I was going to say, oh, you're going to play He-Man because you like Prince Adam because his name was Adam. Yes, we know. You've told us this. Were revealed to me the day
I
held aloft
my magic sword and said, I have the power of Grayskull.
See, you don't even know what he says.
See, he said it.
But he has to say, by the power of Grayskull first.
Cringer became the mighty Battle Cat. And Battle I became Cat.
There's a gay He-Man. Our friends, the Sorceress,
Arms, and Orko. Men at Arms. Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor. I mean,
see, they did it.
Grayskull kind of sounds evil on its own. It's just like,
let's see what this one is. Hold on, let's try this.
What if Skeletor was the good guy?
I think this is the gay He-Man.
Hi there, I'm Adam, Prince of Eternia. This is my kitty, Mr. Cringer Pants, the most cutest kitty in the universe. Fabulous secret powers revealed to me. Today I held aloft my magic sword and sang...
Okay, that's good. This is another one. He-Man and the Homos of the Universe. I didn't realize there were so many of these, like gay He-Man.
Everybody copies everybody.
Homos of the Universe! I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, on loan from Siegfried and Roy. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic cock and said...
Okay, then.
I mean, that was predictable. But Mask, I really want to watch Mask. Like, where is that? Let's see.
The cartoon?
Where can I watch that?
You can actually find whole episodes on YouTube.
Adam, you know that I would never do that because that would violate copyright. Where can I legally watch Mask?
I don't know if you can, but...
Oh, how wrong you are, Adam. I can stream it on Tubi.
Oh.
Or Pluto TV.
Fighting crime. Secret raiders who would neutralize.
Tonight's episode... We'll be a big guy that comes and kills us. That's
save the day.
Charades?
The masked charades.
Oh my god.
We've got them in sight. Hold on. Mask will be right back.
Now, where are you watching this? Is this on YouTube?
No, YouTube.
So. Now, I can watch it on Pluto TV.
Now watch.
Looks like only one season is actually available.
I think they only had one season.
No, it says two seasons. There is a season one and a season two. But you can buy it on Amazon or Google.
Well, it's going to suck. You know, I mean, I loved He-Man. I went back and tried to watch He-Man and I was bored out of my mind. None of these, you know, I have really... Thundercats, the same thing. Like, I tried to go back and watch it. I was like, I can't. I cannot. So it'll suck, but
did you,
I have good memories.
Did you ever watch Moonlighting?
Yes. I think I've seen it. Yep.
It is finally returning to streaming.
Oh.
Because it was not. It's coming to Hulu, I am being told here in my ear. It is.
Well, you know.
In October.
You said Moonlighting. You know, what's his name has some sickness or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe he needs to release old stuff to
the holdup,
some more money.
The holdup was that they used certain songs in the episode. Like, they were really big on their soundtrack.
Yeah.
And so the streaming rights for those songs were more than the demand for the show. But I guess they found some demand now that... Bruce Willis is dying. And so anyway, yeah, it's coming to Hulu. All 67 episodes of, what is that? What are you playing?
It's is that the Moonlighting theme?
Yeah. Some walk by now. Yeah, it takes a while. But hey.
Sounds like
it's Al Jarreau, man.
Sounds like what I imagine what's his name who's a judge on American Idol right now?
I
would have sounded like back in the day.
Yeah. I don't watch American Idol.
Lionel Richie. Uh-oh. Yeah. Is that what he sounded like back in the day?
I feel like, yeah, you could, Al Jarreau and Lionel Richie had a similar vibe. Dancing on the Ceiling. Hello. Yeah, I could hear some of that. If that's all you know of Al Jarreau, like if you knew more of Al Jarreau, he doesn't actually sound like, but in that particular song, I feel like, yeah, he does sound.
This is an 80s. I know we've done this before, but this is an 80s theme song quiz. Okay. Let's see. It's still starting. Here we go.
Okay, I'm waiting. I'm ready.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Whatever starts playing.
This is. Yeah, this is Family Ties.
Growing Pains.
Oh, Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
No,
it's Growing Pains.
Okay,
it is. I'm. This is their speed. They're going. Wouldn't you like to get Cheers? Away?
It's Cheers, Adam. Sometimes you want. You said good luck. Knows your name. You said good luck to me, and then you're now answering them.
This is a contest. You wanna be where you can good luck. Troubles
are all the same. Well, how are we keeping score here? We've both gotten
Golden Girls.
Yes, Golden Girls.
can't say it after me.
What are you talking about? I did.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Who sang this song originally?
I don't know.
Andrew Gold.
You sat in her lap?
No, Andrew Gold. Dolly Parton did a remake of
what
it.
What would you do if I sang
Wonder Years.
Would you stand
I did not
up
know that one.
On me?
I'm not
lay
certain,
me your
let's
ears
see.
And I'll sing you a song.
Can you speed this
I'll
up?
Try not
can
to
you
sing out
keep
key?
The YouTube yeah. playback at a 1.25 or something?
Oh, maybe. This is
Family,
family
Ties. By the way, I tried to watch the pilot episode of Family Ties. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Love and marriage.
Oh, love and marriage.
Married with children.
No, married with children.
Like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you.
It's Peg and Al.
You can't have one without the other. Love and marriage. Love
who sings that song?
That's what's his name?
Saturday Night Live.
Cosby Show.
That didn't age well.
So far, I've gotten every single one of these.
Yeah. Mork and Mindy.
I don't know this one.
That was before my time, so I don't. It isn't.
This says 80s.
I think it was on a network we didn't get because I don't ever remember watching it. But oh, Taxi.
I also don't know this one.
Yeah, Mark and Mindy was like 1979. Yeah, I was a little too young to be watching late night, or you know, evening. TV. Oh, Different Strokes.
Oh, Different World. Different Strokes, yeah.
He's a man of need. Means. They got nothing but the gene. Different Strokes.
What you talking about, Willis? Facts of Life. Please, Queen.
Oh my God. Oh, Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers.
Got it first.
We were right at the same
time. I said Perfect Strangers, and then you said Perfect Strangers.
Balky? Was it Balky?
Yeah, it was. Balky. Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old boy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Never mean it no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law
since the day they was born.
Straightening the curves, flapping the hills.
Love Boat.
Love Boat.
Exciting and got it. Get it before you.
I don't think so. I.
We're expecting chat room. Pretty sure you guys could hear that. That was before him. None of you care.
I tried to watch some Love Boat episodes.
Oh, God, they're horrible. Fall Guy?
Different Strokes. Oh. No. Yeah, different world. Different world.
I don't remember this one.
It was the spinoff from Cosby Show.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't watch that
different
show.
World.
Wonderful World of Disney. No. Dynasty.
Dynasty, yeah.
Yeah, I rewatched Love Boat, like the first couple of episodes. Yeah, they were. It's like so clearly just this big set on a soundstage. No fucking clue.
I don't either. Is it a western? A Falcon Crest.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
space.
Oh no, it's not landing. I should have known that. Hoping to find
we're two of a kind. The Perfect Strangers. Punky Brewster.
I don't know.
Is it Punky Brewster?
It hasn't told me yet. No, it's Silver Spoons.
Oh, Silver Spoons. That's the Ricky Schroeder one, yeah.
Magnum PI.
They don't have it set, so you can just skip to the next.
No.
They didn't index it?
No.
So stupid. It's so easy to do. Like, literally, YouTube will do it for you if you just give them the time codes. Three's Company. No, the one with the Monroe.
Is it the cow puppet?
Yeah.
I can't think. Too close for comfort.
Yes, that one. Oh, Miami Vice. Dallas.
These 80s theme songs had some trumpets going on.
They did, man. It was the era of brass. Big hair, big brass. No idea. Oh, WKRP in Cincinnati. I had it correct. It's WKRP in Cincinnati. And a Knight Rider.
Oh.
By the way, talking about going back and watching something that's god-awful, try going back and watching Knight Rider.
You gotta love that song, though. That theme song.
Oh, Hill Street Blues.
It's great. I didn't watch that one either.
Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, it is. Dang it.
No, this is L.A. Law.
Oh. They need to have Cagney and Lacey, though.
They
should. That's a great
song. Do, 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 do,
MacGyver.
No, I didn't watch that. I tried to watch it later in life, but I couldn't get past the mullet. Oh, Newhart.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one where they were in a hotel in Vermont?
That was. The one where he was a psychiatrist was the Bob Newhart show.
I liked that one. The one that he was a psychiatrist. That was it.
Oh, that was it. Well, I think I won. Let's see. I think I won.
No, I don't think.
Pretty sure that I won.
Here's the one. Here's the one.
Yeah, that's Cagney and Lacey. See? Cyclone says I won. Speaking of which, it is 1:30 here, so probably mosey on.
Is your pumpkin turning into a carriage or you're the other way around?
I have a party tomorrow night. I have to stretch.
You save your energy. Make sure you do your Kegels before bed.
It's true. Kegels, stretch, and
yep.
Make sure you don't want to pull anything.
You don't.
No, you don't. All right, Adam.
So then are you putting your audio in the Google Drive?
I am going to say goodnight to the chat room first. Goodnight, chat room. All right, we're off there. And I'm going to stop